next person is Dwayne. And this one too, right? Dwayne Bell, B-E-L-L. 111-60, 64-year-old gentleman, worked for the he was in the military, then he worked for TWC. He's single, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, has four children, was evaluated for possible palliative care at home, period. New paragraph, medical problems includes diabetes, hyperlipidemia, back pain, coronary artery disease. Medication includes aspirin, 81 milligrams once a day, Lipitor, 40 milligrams a day, Wellbutrin, 75 milligrams a day, vitamin D, 50 microgram a day, Plavix, 75 milligram a day. Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Naltrexone, 50 milligram a day. Lyrica, 75 milligram twice a day. Viagra, 100 milligram a day. Flomax, 0.4 milligram a day. Trazodone, 50 milligram a day. Family history, mom died of diabetes, dad died of some kind of leukemia. Surgeries include right leg stent placement, MDA, which caused the facial surgery, and then has had other stents placed in his legs in the past. Flu, COVID immunization is up to date, social as above, allergy none. On exam, his blood pressure is 139 over 76. Heart rate 79/2, side 96%. Heart positive, positive, two lungs clear, abdomen soft, textures of these controls, the last army close with antigen. Positive pulses, diminished pulses, noted neuropathy. Assessment, diabetes, number 2, hypertension, number 3, diabetic neuropathy, number 4, hyperlipidemia. Next number is chronic pain of neuropathy. Next number is anxiety. Next number is decreased sleep. Next number is, despite multiple medical issues and problems, patient still drives and has no diagnosis for palliative care. Next number is vitamin D deficiency. Next number is on Plavix. Next number is scheduled at the VA hospital for more stent placement in his lower extremity. Next number is Lyrica is doing a good job controlling his symptoms. Next number is ED, taking Viagra as needed. Next number is BPH. Next number is having some trouble walking, with difficulty he uses a cane to get around, related to his neuropathy. Thank you.